Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Eddie Gross, Joe Ostrowski, and Kate Constable here with you. And guys, there is another NFL betting-related story pertaining to an NFL player potentially violating league rules that could lead to a massive punishment. So from Matt Ribbletowski at Sports Handle, per this article, has learned that a player for the Indianapolis Colts is under investigation for what a source called pervasive wagering activities. There is evidence the Colts player placed hundreds of wagers, the source told Sports Handle, on the condition of anonymity. At least some of the wagers were placed on the Colts. And then ESPN on Monday reported that it is Colts defensive back and kick returner Isaiah Rogers Sr., a 2026 round draft pick by Indianapolis. And so Isaiah Rogers is apparently under investigation. He says he's taking full responsibility for his actions. And so this obviously leads to the question, okay, why would he do this? And certainly you can come up with a variety of excuses, reasons, what have you. And some of them may involve, say, just arrogance, thinking that he could get away with it. But there's also this category of ignorance. And this is something that, Joe, you and I have talked about extensively. And pertaining to this idea that it could very well involve ignorance, The Athletic and Kalen Kaler came out with this piece saying that The Athletic spent the last week interviewing NFL players around the league to ask what they know about the league's gambling policy. And they found that four of the five players didn't know they couldn't place mobile bets on other sports while at work. This is the violation that two Detroit Lions were suspended for. Quote, I had no idea, said a free agent with 7 years of NFL experience. 7 years of NFL experience. I don't think any player knows about that. That's so specific. If players know all about that, kudos to them. Implying that this was something that anybody could have done. Even one source said it could have been me. One NFL player may have said that. So let's go back to this, Joe, and talk about it one more time when it comes to this idea of arrogance versus ignorance. Because at some point, if enough players get suspended or they're under investigation or enough rumors are swirling, whatever, then the ignorance argument becomes a lot stronger.
I think everyone at some point has said, I didn't know. Did you know or did you not? Well, we've all used that excuse. I didn't know, so it's not my fault. With the Lions, I'm willing to buy into that a little bit because we had a number of players that were suspended. And it comes up, like Jimmy Johnson used to always talk about it, you know, star players can act a certain way. And I thought that was notable with their five suspensions. Two of them were suspended, and then two were suspended and kicked off the team. Or three were. Why? Because they weren't good players. They weren't top of the roster players. But it's a different story if it's Jameson Williams. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Colts handle this. One distinction that I think we should mention from the two stories, and this could be a big part of it, or at least, you know, the pervasive gambling that was mentioned in every story, was that in one of them, it's the ESPN story said 100 bets. The Sports Handle story said hundreds. There is a big difference between 100 bets and hundreds of bets. If you listen to this show, it does not take a very long time for us as a show to give out 100 bets. I think a lot of people reading the story and not involved in the gambling world and don't wager at all would look at, oh my God, 100 bets. When I saw $25 to $50, I said, good for Isaiah Rogers in the sense that he has this under control. He's doing this for a little bit of entertainment. It's a guy making $3.4 million. This is the last year of his contract. Now, I know I've been along the lines of this is more stupidity than anything else, but I'm starting to believe that these teams are not going out of their way. They're not enforcing this enough. Maybe it's a footnote in a meeting, something like that, where they're not stressing this. We pay attention to the news. It's part of our job. Were NFL players being like, whoa, reality check. Look what happened to Calvin Ridley. I don't know. I don't know that they were. I don't know that they were paying close enough attention, Kate, but it does seem like there are teams that are not making sure here. But this Isaiah Rodgers story, $25 to $50, I'm not going to kill the guy. Now, there was also one wager, apparently, that it was four figures, which is an interesting angle to this story. But it does not take much to get to 100 bets if you're just betting on sports here and there.
Joe, that's exactly what I pulled from that article, is $25 to $50. That screams just ignorance of not knowing the rules to me. He's doing it for fun. Mm-hmm. He's placing the bets, what, after practice when he's in the ice tub, cold tub, something like that, relaxing, doing his recovery stuff. That doesn't scream he's like trying to fix these games. Now, if that one four-figure bet happens to be on the Colts, then we've got a different story on our hands, potentially. But for the most part, it sounds like he didn't really know the rules and was just doing this for fun. And he came out and had that Twitter post apologizing immediately, you know, basically calling himself out, saying, I'm the person that they're talking about in this article. And then to go back to the Athletic article, I mean, so many players in there. A 9-year veteran said last offseason he got into betting on golf tournaments, and he checked with the NFLPA to ask if it was okay doing that. And it also reported that he lost every bet he placed and has since deleted the app from his phone. So that's a good thing for whoever that player was. But and to also reach out to someone at the Athletic to double check that betting on golf outside of work is okay. And it is. But there's got to be more education from these teams on what is and what isn't okay. Now, I give credit to whoever that player is for reaching out and asking. Like, that's what should be done. But you just can't expect every player to have that judgment or do that. I mean, these players have so much on their minds. Their time is not wanting to be spent, you know, checking the rule book to make sure everything that they're doing is okay. So I blame the league a little bit for not having quite enough education, but also partly to the player, because after you've seen Calvin Ridley, what happened to the Lions? I mean, these bets were already placed prior to the Lions stuff coming out, so it would be hard for Rodgers to go back and be like, oh crap, I have been doing this as well the whole time. But yeah, $25 to $50, that sounds like a guy just kind of trying to get some action on a game to make it a little bit more interesting or fun.
Yeah.
Joe, you bring up a really interesting point here in this idea of ignorance versus arrogance. I think oftentimes we frame this debate or conversation, whether it's the league informing everyone properly or the league not informing everyone properly. And I wonder if maybe we should reframe this to, is every team handling its business properly? Because it's entirely possible that some teams are handling the gambling policy better than others. Now, when I was with the league, I was obviously in the Los Angeles office in front of a computer, taking those videos that, you know, pretty much everyone in a massive workplace has to take in terms of knowing the rules, knowing what to do, what not to do, all that fun stuff. And the NFL's gambling policy was very much a focal point among the myriad videos that I had to watch and respond to and all that fun stuff. So definitely, I feel like the NFL's message is quite clear. And after these videos, they give you a quiz and they make sure that you understood what was being disseminated. And the questions were fairly straightforward. And I didn't really feel like that for the most part, the gambling policy was opaque. It seemed pretty crystal clear to me. Now, I still had questions because of the various activities I was involved in. And I wanted to make sure that I, you know, wasn't going to put myself in trouble. And so certainly HR and I developed a friendship in terms of making sure that I knew what I could and couldn't do. But at the same time, that's not necessarily something that everybody is going to do, you know, from one team to the next. And part of it is they don't have time. You know, sometimes if the precious time that you have with your players gets interrupted because of what some might consider bureaucratic work, then, you know, it's not just necessarily the players tuning it out. It may also be the team not taking the time necessary to make sure that everyone is following the rules properly. And so it's entirely possible that it's not the league's fault. It might be team's fault. And it does seem to me like if one team is getting nicked for it significantly more than others, then maybe we need to look at the guilty party in a different way.
It's interesting that this story has popped up multiple times in two sports. It's been in the NFL and it's been in college baseball. And a lot of times it's because also these states and how they're handling it. Indiana has been brought up, the state of Indiana. They're watching this closely. They're blowing the whistle on it immediately with a number of different situations. Ohio was involved last time as far as college baseball and the former Alabama head coach. So how these states are jumping in and the regulations being used in Nevada, I know those are some of the watchdogs that are keeping close eye for any abnormal activity. So that's also a big part of this story, which NFL teams are handling this properly and making sure that their players are well aware of all the rules and what they should and should not be doing, but also what state are you in? Because I don't know that every state handles this the same. And that's what we got with legalization, with it going state by state as opposed to nationwide.
Another interesting thing in all this is where they can players can bet, because players can bet on games. Obviously, you can't bet on the NFL, and that should be obvious. Anyone betting on the NFL, I feel like that's kind of stupid. It should be obvious you can't bet on your own sport. But if you're on the tarmac on a plane heading to Jacksonville to play the Jags, you're not allowed to bet. Any sort of team property, you're not allowed to bet on. So that's another distinction, because Rodgers or was it Williams for the Lions was betting on college football. And the only reason that he's suspended is because he was placing those bets at the team facility. So there's more to just like, don't bet on these sports or don't bet on this. Like, players need to understand where the intricacies of the rules. And I do think that falls on the franchises a little bit. And clearly the Lions haven't done a good job of that. And maybe the Colts will up their education a little bit, but there's a lot more to just saying to players, you know, you can't bet on games here and there. Joe, to your point, like the state's legislation individually plays into it. So it just seems like there needs to be talked about a little bit more.
And in a way, that's what we're doing here, right? Is by generating enough information. Now, you know, we, the media, are now responsible for making sure that everyone understands the NFL's gambling policy. And so that might be a bit of a concern. But, Kate, it is interesting, too, that you do have NFL players who maybe they feel like because they understand how to play sports and what it takes to win at a high level, that they would understand something as far as why this one team or this one athlete can perform better in any one specific game. And as it turns out, they're no smarter than the rest of us. They lose bets about as often, if not more so, than the rest of us plebs. And so it is funny to hear about NFL players who may have violated the gambling policy, and they're still losing money. And even though we may want to apply this notion of our ethics to say, hey, you know you shouldn't be betting on NFL games, I think at the same time, you know, insider information is intriguing. I mean, we see it outside of sports all the time. As far as someone who knows something that they shouldn't know or they shouldn't act upon and they still do it, it is a temptation that we've seen many, many times outside of sports. And part of that may very well be human nature, Joe, but I think also part of it too is another reminder to all of us why the gambling policy should be discussed a good bit more to make sure that no one violates it.
And, you know, I've criticized some of these players that have not followed the rules, and it's not that hard and all that, but it can be confusing. So the AP did a story about a month or two ago about the different rules for betting on sports for players. And they said that the NBA doesn't expressly forbid players from betting on other sports. Major League Baseball Baseball personnel may place legal bets on sports other than baseball or softball in jurisdictions in which sports betting is legal, provided that the person placing the bet is eligible under applicable law to place a wager. NHL only prohibits players from gambling on league games. That's it. That's their only rule. And that now we understand why we don't hear these sorts of stories in the other sports, because the NFL is going out of their way to make sure nothing here. This is our property. Nope. It sounds like you can do that in other sports when you're on team premises.
Which makes it confusing if you're hanging out with your buddies from other sports and they're placing bets wherever, you know, it can get confusing.
Owners create a culture within each professional sport. Football owners are different than basketball owners, different than baseball owners. And that culture, Joe, is what you're referring to. And it is different in the NFL. And so that remains to be seen if it is going to change at all because of these infractions. This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Coming up next, we go off the board and vent right here on the BetQL Network.